Wow. I wish you people could be here and see these fingers fly through the chords. Chris, tonight you're going to be playing at the Herndon Galleries. They're going to open up at 7:30, the doors, but you're going to start at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
What was that name of that piece you just
played? It's called Morning Thunder.
Morning Thunder. Whoa. I can, watching those fingers fly, I can see all kind of styles mixed in together with the way you play. Everything from folk to country to jazz.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. I started out as basically a folky boy, you know, wanting to play the blues first. You know, the old acoustic blues, Mississippi John Hurt, Blind Blake, Blind Lemon Jefferson, Reverend Gary Davis, Elizabeth Cotton. You know,
Pinky Anderson, yeah.
All that was what I had teethed on. And then I, you know, got exposed to the wider world and started venturing, you know, into other musics, classical and jazz and other folk things across, you know, European and Celtic. And so depending on what song you hear, you know, you're going to see all those things.
I had some listeners send me some questions. They ask about, they knew that you use partial capos.
Yeah.
Now, for the people out there who are not guitar players or musicians, a capo is the clamp that clamps across the strings of your neck of your guitar. But he uses partial ones.
Yeah, we don't want to get too nerdy because, you know, for every guitar player out there, there's 10 or who knows how many regular music listeners that aren't necessarily all excited about what's a partial capo. But the idea is this. You have two hands on the guitar, and you have different ways of tuning the strings, and those are the things that limit what you can play. You know, those determine, like a painter is determined by which brushes and which types of paint, what sorts of art they can produce, or a sculptor, you know, if you choose certain tools and clay or ceramic or whatever. So, you know, one of the things we've tried to do in the last 30, 40 years is expand that. What other ways can we, what aids can we use to make sound on the guitar? And the capo raises the string by clamping the string down against the neck. And normally they used to be used just to pitch your voice, you know, to your song. If you play a song in a certain key, but you'd like to sing it higher, you'd clamp it up and play it in that same key or match up with a female vocalist who might have a different pitch range. But now we're using the capos to clamp just some of the strings, not all of them, and raise the certain pitches of the guitar but not raise the other ones. And that gives us the ability to play. It's almost like retuning the instrument, but it creates certain effects and allows you to play certain things that you couldn't play otherwise. And I have several of these different capos. I used to make them. So I still do occasionally, but now you can actually buy some of these.
They're more or less like a second hand.
Yeah. You know, one of the guys that invented the style, they called it the third hand. His first attempt was called the third hand capo. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Chris, tonight, as I said, you're going to be playing at the Herndon Galleries. Doors open at 7:30. That's here in Yellow Springs. And you're going to be playing at 8 o'clock. And then tomorrow night, you said you're going to be up in Columbus?
I'm up in Columbus, yeah. And the details of that show are at chrisproctor.com. And you can find out if anybody in the Columbus area wants to come out. Then that's the place to go for sure.
I know we have listeners in Springfield and some up that directions. And some people, they travel far and wide to see someone who can play like you. You are a national finger-picking guitar champion, right?
Yes. I quit putting the year that I won that competition on all the promo because it makes me seem old. You know? I left that alone. I took the date off. I just claim to be a former, and that has to do.
Okay. You want to play another tune for us?
Yeah, I'll do a little. I'll slow down a little bit. I'll do a little Irish music.
Okay. Thank you. Wow. I can see my friend Cindy Funk out there right now. She does the following program. It's called the Dear Green Place, and it is a Celtic program, and you definitely had her attention.
Oh, good.
Outside the
good.
Door. You play predominantly on Taylor guitars, right? You are a Taylor person.
I do, yeah. I started working with them in the early 80s and helped develop the size of guitar that my six-string is now.
Okay.
I was trying to make the ideal, you know, fingerstyle instrument for somebody like me. And we started working together, and we've had a very nice partnership over the years.
I can anticipate a question, and so I'm going to ask you right now. That earlier part where you had that sort of mournful sound,
mm-hmm.
what were you using?
Well, I'm not going to tell anybody right now.
Okay.
That's what I tell them, Norm. You know, I'll tell you I'll give you the short answer. It's a magnet.
Okay, and it's a secret.
A deep, dark secret, but inside of my CDs, I explain it thoroughly. So all you have to do, see, is take a CD home with you, and all secrets shall be revealed.
Oh, well, it's one of those leprechaun things. You're playing Celtic music, and you're going to be playing tonight, and so consequently they'll have to come to that concert and buy one of your CDs to find out how you just did that.
It's a radio mystery right now.
Oh, good. Chris, you want to play another tune for us?
Yes, I switched over to the 12-string while we were chatting, so I'm going to do a little 12-string piece, and there's also a couple of odd devices on this one, one odd device that you may have questions about after I get done.
Okay. Thank you. little bit of slide 12-string guitar. Whoa.
Yeah.
Chris, I got to do a little bit of work here right now. Support for WYSO comes from listeners like you and City Lights Restaurant at the Schuster Center, offering pre-performance dining and drinks only steps away from the theater. City Lights menu and reservations are available online at victoriatheater.com/citylights. Reservations are highly encouraged and can also be made by calling 222-0623. And Antioch University Midwest hosting the second annual alumni reunion September 28th and 29th with career-focused workshops and a discussion led by Jim Malarkey about the documentary When Worlds Collide, the untold story of the Americas after Columbus. More information is available at 937-769-1837 or midwest.antioch.edu. Chris, remember back in the day of playing in the folk clubs and so forth, how we used to have resident poets and so forth?
Yes, indeed.
Well, here at WYSO, we have a resident poet, and his name is Conrad, and it's time for Conrad's Corner.
Welcome to Conrad's Corner. The black American poet, Claude McKay, was born in Jamaica in 1891 on September 15. He attended Tuskegee, lived in Kansas and New York City, and wrote a poem called The White House, representative of the attitude of the last century in our country. Your door is shut against my tightened face, and I am sharp as steel with discontent, but I possess the courage and the grace to bear my anger proudly and unbent. The pavement slabs burn loose beneath my feet, a chafing savage, down the decent street, and passion rends my vitals as I pass where boldly shines your shuttered door of glass. Oh, I must search for wisdom every hour, deep in my wrathful bosom sore and raw, and find in it the superhuman power to hold me to the letter of your law. Oh, I must keep my heart inviolate against the potent poison of your hate. And I hope that somewhere, somehow, Claude McKay is aware that there is now a black American living in the White House. Claude McKay's The White House. Thanks for listening.
And there you had Conrad and Conrad's Corner. We're back here with Chris Proctor. And as I pointed out, he's going to be playing here in Yellow Springs at Herndon Gallery tonight at 8 o'clock. You know, we have somebody named Bill Fecker here that does a program that uses one of your songs as a background. And the piece is called Valedictory. And so, therefore, we're gonna go to that recorded piece, and then we'll be right back. Thank you. Chris Proctor playing Valedictory. And we have Chris Proctor here live in the studio with us. And you've been sitting there very, very patiently. You switch back to your six-string guitar, and it just looks like you're very, really thinking about jumping in and playing another tune for us.
Well, you know, I was thinking, well, I've played between the music you just played, the piece Valedictory, and then what I've played, it's been largely original. And the only non-original was an Irish medley that's sort of obscure. So I'm thinking maybe when you do a radio thing, you don't have all night and, two sets to showcase all the different aspects of your music. So in a sense, you want to do a little of everything on the radio so people get an idea. So I thought maybe I should play something that there's a fighting chance that they've heard before. So I give them that picture, that side of the repertoire.
Well, okay.
Here it comes. Thank you.
I'll tell you what. I can see where you spent your misspent youth. A little bit of the Beatles mixed in there.
And yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what. You know, we've created a radio mystery. My friend Cindy Funk's been out there answering telephones because people want to know whence this beautiful music is coming from and where can they hear it. And we've been mentioning it's the Herndon Gallery, but we didn't give any address. So therefore, I'm going to tell you right now, solve the mystery of radio. It's going to be Herndon Gallery is in the South Hall, and that's located at 795 Livermore Street on the first floor. And I'll tell you what, it's just off 68. If you're coming into Yellow Springs, no matter which way you're coming, just look for the turnoffs and you'll be right there. Use your instant finder on your car or whatever, a map, road map. But no matter which way you come, be sure to come. See my friend Chris Proctor here. He's doing absolutely marvelous things with this guitar. I'm kind of sitting here drooling, watching his fingers fly across the strings on he has absolutely beautiful guitars. Chris, we have approximately 13 minutes left. I'm going to get a little bit of more work in here. Support for WYSO comes from listeners like you and the Fort Ancient Bluegrass Festival, Saturday, September 22nd from noon to 8 p.m. The festival features high-energy American roots music, food and crafts, hands-on activities for the whole family, and local brews from the Valley Vineyards. Advanced ticket offers are at fortancient.org. And Chris, tell you what, do you feel like playing one more song?
Sure.
Okay, crank it up.
All righty. We'll do a little. I'll kind of stay in the little groove I just got started here with those Beatle tunes. But it might be Beatles. I'm not sure yet.
And there you have Chris Proctor. And as I said it once again, he's going to be performing live at the Herndon Galleries. That's in the South Hall here in Yellow Springs at 795 Livermore Street on the first floor. And tomorrow night he's going to be up in Columbus. But if you're in this area, this is your opportunity. Come and see and hear this fantastic finger-picking guitar stylist right here in the Miami Valley, Chris Proctor. Chris, we're going to be wrapping it up very shortly. I would like to play a piece. It's on your brand new album. The album is titled Close and Personal Friends. It's a piece called It's Worth Being Spooky Through the Grapevine. That's the title, but... You want to tell them what the mix of the songs are before we go to it?
Yeah, we've got a little Stephen Stills, a little Classics 4, and a little Marvin Gaye.
And I want to thank you very much for coming in today, and I hope our listeners enjoyed it.
Thanks, Norm. It's my pleasure.